Well, Marin Marais was a member of the French royal band and the most famous viola da gamba player of his day, which must make Jordi Savall an artistic descendant of his. Marais was a pupil of Lully's and from him learnt how to write for the opera. He stayed faithful to his teacher's model but was a very creative composer nonetheless, whose music started out from his pieces for his own instrument, the viol, as Jordi Savall agrees.
Marin Marais develops with his viol music a sort of style, melancholical and very inspiring, very full of atmosphere. I will say like the blues from Gershwin in a different way. His concept of harmonies, it's incredible.
It's quite quirky, isn't it?
Yes, it's the next step. And his dances are really inspired very, very often for the popular dances. For example, his dance, the matelot, the sailor's dances. And this is the great, also the genial thing of these composers. They are subtle, they are very beautiful, composed with a lot of art, but they are always in contact with the music from the folk.
Alcyone was Marais' most famous opera, first performed in Paris in 1706. It was a very long-lasting success over the following decades. Its instrumental pieces are its greatest strength, from the overture through to the Chaconne finale, with descriptive interludes like the Symphony of Sleep and The Storm, whose use of double bass and drums was thought to summon up the fury of a violent sea brilliantly. And we mustn't forget those sailors' dances that Jordi Savall mentioned. I should say we've got a fairly ordinary string section with cellos and the bass on one side of the stage and violins on the other, and the theorbo and the flutes in the middle, just behind the conductor. The oboes and bassoon raised and the timpani behind them. Here, once again, comes Jordi Savall, joining the Academy on the Barbican stage, the director's suite, Désert à jouer, from Marin Marais' opera Alcyone.